It's on.
Give them a second.
Why is he there?
Good evening, I'd like to call this meeting to order the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for March 24th of 2020. The time now is 6:39 PM. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stovall.
Here.
Mark Radis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. We stand for a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is the ODOT Road Salt Contract. At this time, I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 03242020-014 and authorize Medina Township to participate in the ODOT Road Salt Contract awarded in 2020 for 1,000 tons of salt and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stovall.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Well, they're signing that. To welcome everyone who's watching us live. We're going to try doing this for all our meetings right now while the virus is going on and everybody's been asked to stay home. And I appreciate everybody staying home again today. So as we're going through this situation right now, we'll continue to live stream. Next up on our agenda is purchase orders and training requests. This was to discuss changing some of our purchase order.
Our purchasing policy. Right now, our purchasing policy states that a department head, as long as they know that they have a blanket or purchase order open, can spend up to $1,000 without doing anything. Anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500. They have to come to me for certification, and anything over $2,500 has to go before the board. With this pandemic, we need to change that. There's okay. going to be emergency situations that arise. We're going to start scaling back our meetings, most likely. There's just going to be things that happen that we're going to have to be able to have some wiggle room with that. So my suggestion would be that we change that limit based on what the board thinks is acceptable tonight. And then that would be, I would say that the trustee liaison for that department and my certification would be the checks and balance system for now. And then that we would revisit this once this is over.
So we're basically looking for a number.
That's something I think we should decide together.
Yeah, right now, $1,000 to $2,500, it's got to go to you.
Right.
I don't see too many purchases, going above the $2,500, so I would just say maybe they'd be free to that $2,500.
I'm looking at some of the PPE orders that we're looking at getting for police. Could push us beyond that if we do them as a whole, which makes it easier because when you go in and look, you could piecemeal and get the amounts lower, but then by the time you go to buy them, they could be gone because there's such a quick window. Everyone's looking for the same stuff. I might recommend 5,000. There's still checks and balances. This is short term, but it would give us the ability to, if you know one of us happens to be somewhere where we can purchase something, it gives us the ability to buy it then as opposed to wait.
I've literally been on Amazon, yeah, where Mike's been on the phone with me, and we
numbers
stuff
have
will have things in the cart, and as soon as I go to buy, three
no
items
longer
disappear.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
But in addition to just not only items for for this, we also have a situation where if we have a truck breakdown or something like that, that may be a repair that is over that limit. And normally, we do, or let's say heating or cooling system goes down, something like that. Normally, we would wait for a meeting, but if we're not having meetings every 2 weeks, because normally the board has to vote on it, so two out of the three of you would have to vote, you know, vote in favor of that. I don't know that it's practical to bring.
Oh, Mike, like I said, I'm just bringing that up. I was trying to take that, you know, we just bumped that up, you know, 250%, but if we want to go to $5,000 for a temporary thing, as long as it's temporary, I'm fine with it.
Oh, it will. I think this will be revisited the minute that this is over, and we'll go back to our purchasing policy. Yeah. I don't want anybody to be in violation of the purchasing policy while this is going on. We don't, you know, we don't need to be violating our own policies, so.
So are we proposing 5,000 then?
I'm fine with that.
I think that's fair.
I'd like to make a motion to temporarily change Medina Township's purchasing policy to allow for expenditures up to $5,000 in emergency situations with the approval of the trustee liaison and the fiscal officer.
Second.
Any discussion?
Any more discussion?
Can we just talk about it?
Yeah. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mark Grattis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, next up on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 3/24/2020. It'll start with check number 30784 and going through check number 30818. Total amount's gonna be $78,874.98. And this is a two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Grattis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And I would like to make mention of that. As you guys are familiar with, I started adding the electronic payments after the fact because we've had some of those issues with paychecks and the electronic payments. They're just now worked out. So I haven't gotten them into UAN yet just because of the issues with everything else. So. Hopefully by the next meeting, I'll have you. So we're going to have, you're going to see some back payments for February, electronic payments on the next upcoming one.
Okay.
So just, you know, be looking for that. Thank you.
Next up on the agenda, seasonal pay rate discussion. Denny?
I talked to Chuck about it before the meeting.
Okay.
Last year we were paying $9.50 for a part-time seasonal help in the ball fields. I'd like to see it go up to $10.
I said I was fine with it. I figured that's a nice even number. Gives them a little bit of a pay rate with the inflation rate, and I think it makes it a job that people like to do.
So. We budgeted for that this year.
Yeah, we did. Mark, Amy?
No.
Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Medina Township seasonal pay rate to be $10 per hour.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
That will be for Josh Dunn, Ryan Notarini, and John Smith.
Okay, your roll call, please.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Grattis.
Aye.
And last but not least, Elaine, I talked to her today. She's on the census committee for Medina Township. She just wanted me to read this to remind everybody that they'll be receiving census forms in the mail soon. I believe most people probably should have already received them. And if they haven't already, and they should still fill them out and return them right away if they can. And responses are equal resources for our community. Took me about 10 minutes to fill mine out online, and it was pretty self-explanatory. So I would recommend people being able to fill their census forms out while we kind of sitting at home, you know, in this time, which would probably be a good idea. So that's that. Anything else before the board?
No.
I have a few things. Just a few things have come up in the last 2 weeks, especially in the last couple days. One is there's an MOU that was signed by Chief Colonius by my direction. It basically is a mutual aid agreement with police departments around us. If needed, they can cover each other. I thought it was important and didn't want to wait. There's going to need to be some latitude on decisions like that that normally we would bring in front of the board, that we have to just trust each other. I mean, whether it's with scheduling for different departments or whatever, we just need to do what's right for the employees and what's right for the township and trust each other's making the best decision. I just want to submit the memorandum for the record. You guys, it was emailed to you as well, but that way it can be in the record. That's one.
We need to make a motion for that.
I don't think so, because I gave him approval. It's already signed. I mean, like okay. I said, it would be after the fact.
Okay.
Chief Colonius also put out a letter to the residents at my request. That's very nicely describing kind of where we're at based on recommendations from the CDC and Governor DeWine's office. We're going to try to do that on a regular basis, but I just want to make note for people that don't have Facebook or other access that they can request this letter to be emailed to them. And I also sent a thank you note to the first responders in the community, thanking them for the sacrifices that they've made already and will be making over the next foreseeable future.
Thank you. Chuck, you have anything?
No, I think that's it.
Angel, anything?
Just a note to, I would like to make sure our employees and residents know that we are doing everything we can to keep everybody as safe as possible. We've added cleaning, you know, extra cleaning services, and that's been recommended. We're ordering as much protective gear as possible, and as things get recommended, we're trying to get it as quickly as possible. Things will be coming in starting. I think that they've started rolling in, but you know, in the next couple weeks, and we'll keep adding to that as there's recommendations. And there's not, this week has been obviously very crazy, so we haven't had time, and I don't think, to release anything to either our employees or the public. But if we can start putting together regular notices to go out to people, I think they just need to see that and hear that. And
okay.
What's going on.
And in case anyone's wondering, that's why I'm sitting here, just for social distancing.
He doesn't want to sit by me. But it is, I think it's just important to keep people aware of what we're doing. And especially now, do we know what we're going to do with our meeting schedules? Do we want to play that by ear?
I think we just leave it fluid. I mean, okay. I appreciate the public not coming. I mean, I think it's great that we can still televise these or stream them so people are aware, but not having people here certainly helps.
Correct. I would like to remind everybody that people probably weren't here back when this all came up earlier in the year or last year. Payroll can be paid if two trustees come in and sign off on the timesheets. Independently of one another, you guys have to come in. So we don't have to have a meeting for that. So the only thing we'll have to do is maybe go down to paying accounts payable once a month, once every 3 weeks. Most companies are being understandable when waiving late fees. So we'll just see what's important when we need to pay things, but we can still continue to pay our employees and not have to have meetings on such a stringent 2 week.
Anything else? No. This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our Medina Township special meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mick Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:53 p.m.